Live from the No Panic Zone in Studio G, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, March 31st, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the number of new COVID-19 cases in Michigan jumped again, this time over 1,000 new cases. The only good news in the increase is that it is not doubling the count every 3 days. It's doubling every 4 days just over. Number two, Governor Whitmer made some very strong allegations about medical supplies being stopped from coming to the state, but when pressed by reporters about who those suppliers were or what happened, she refused to answer. And number one, school is out for the summer, or it's about to be, for the rest of the school year. Governor Gretchen Whitmer expected to make an announcement today to formalize the end of school. Kids not going to return to classrooms in any of the public schools in Michigan. And thus far, there's been no plan because the governor says it's inequitable to teach kids long distance when some kids don't have access to computers or online learning, punishing those that do. What's inequitable is to leave them, the students that have access, with no plan. Now, hopefully there's a plan, but school buildings, this is from Bridge Magazine. I'm pulling this list of what is expected. School buildings will remain closed. Schools will provide some remote learning for students through the remainder of the school year. What online education looks like, printed packets maybe, we're not quite sure. It's very fluid. High school seniors will graduate. Even if they were still taking courses required for graduation, they're out, they're through. All the other kids will move forward. Freshmen become sophomores, sophomores become juniors, juniors become seniors. Students in grades kindergarten through 11 will advance. Schools will receive full funding. And the third grade law about reading will be set aside this year. We'll dig deeper into this, but first we're going to the Common Sense Hotline for just a moment. The DTE Common Sense Hotline is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. And I jump there because Don is checking in from Tennessee today. Don, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir, and yourself?
I'm doing well. What is on your mind?
I want to talk to you about a subject you never see on the news. As far as institutions, predatory lending, pawn shops, title loan, advanced payday checks, these institutions are still making phone calls to my employees, and an employee bring up the subject that he's fixing to lose his car because they keep calling to repossess his car because he can't make his payment.
So wait a second. How did payday advance, same-day check cashing, pawn shops, Are they still open in Tennessee? I don't know if they're open in Michigan. You know, I haven't paid, not something I normally pay attention to.
Yes, sir, they are. Like I said, it's never been addressed in the mainstream media or the news of any kind, and I was wondering, you know, why are these institutions still open when everybody else is postponing mortgage payments and things like that? But yet they're still free to call and arrest people that have to sit at home due to stay-at-home orders and things like that.
Right, and if they know where somebody is that they, you know, want to go repossess a car or whatever it might be, well, if the people have to stay home, they know where to go find the car, don't they?
That's for sure. They can't go anywhere. You know, I know, you know, with Michigan and the economy in Michigan, where it's been slow and things like that, I know there's a lot of people in Michigan also that are having hard times. And we're talking about people that's the desperate of the desperate, the poorest of the poor. They're going to lose their only means of transportation or their family heirlooms and things like that. They had to sustain, you know, electricity and food, things like that.
Well, you make a great point. If you're trying to get something back from a pawn shop that you pawned for 3 months just to make ends meet, and you're going to go get it back, and now you've lost your job, and you can't, you know, the pawn shop's just, is it a heyday for a pawn? Don, that's a really great series of questions. And I'm going to dig deeper into it today, and I appreciate you making comment. Where do you live in Tennessee?
I live in northeast Tennessee, a little place called Irwin, close to Bristol, and everything's shut down here. There's no sports. There's no nothing. There's no school, no sports. My daughter attends the University of Tennessee. She has to do her homework from home, and as far as you were talking about earlier, as no Wi-Fi connections in some rural parts of east Tennessee, so these students are going to get left behind. There's no Wi-Fi connection at all.
Right. But what do? You can't leave 90% of the kids at home that could learn and leave them alone. You have to figure out something for the other kids, but you got to figure it out for all of them, don't you? Don, I greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate it. That's really good questions. You know, if you've got a pawn shop, is it still operating? A payday loan, you know, a payday advance type stuff. Calling and demanding they get paid. Get their money back. If the other places are being told you can't do that right now, what happened to that? That's a good question. Is it included in the legislation? I'm going to have to dig deeper and find out. I'm going to have to dig deeper and find out because I don't know the answer. But that's a great question from down there in Northeast Tennessee near Bristol. We've got a growing audience, to say the least. Meanwhile, that announcement from in Michigan to shut the schools down, likely to come today, maybe tomorrow, but likely today. Coming up in a moment here, we're going to have Chad Livengood on the program. Because Governor Gretchen Whitmer made a pretty bold statement saying that vendors were being told to divert medical supplies from Michigan. She said vendors were being told don't send supplies to Michigan, and she implied that that was a political move. Well, Chad Livengood will be here from Cranes, Detroit to dig deeper into that. And then I've got this for you because I find this galling. A lawyer working for Governor Whitmer published a leaked letter that falsely indicated a shortage of ventilators and intensive care beds at Henry Ford Health System hospitals. Yep, that's bizarre. Rumor mongering put forth by Nicholas Bagley, a University of Michigan law school professor, tweeting an excerpt of an internal document. Patients who have ventilator or ICU care withdrawn will receive pain control and comfort measures, said Bagley. It is happening here in America. Doctors are having to decide patients who have the best chance of getting better are the first priority. It's not really happening. It's not really happening. Nicholas Bagley putting out patients who have ventilator ICU care withdrawn receiving pain control and comfort measures. He tweeted that out at Michigan's Henry Ford Hospital. The problem is it's not true. It never was true. Things are going to get tight. It could become true, but it's not true now. And this kind of blatant fear-mongering coming from a member of the governor's staff is inexcusable. People retweeting a major hospital in the Midwest reaching its limit on ventilators minutes ago, handing out forms saying that only those with the best chance of survival will get care, others getting pain meds. Bagley later deleted his tweets, saying he was going to take it down until it could be independently verified. Of course, it wasn't. He did that on March the 26th. Still on the staff, I understand. Anyhow, Henry Ford saying that had not happened. Henry Ford Hospital said that was in an internal memo in case they got to that point. They're putting in policies in case they ever get to that point and have to deal with it. That's the bottom line. This part of the program, by the way, brought to you by DTE, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan, even in this difficult time. DTE Energy. Know your own power. All right, so coming up, Chad Livengood will dig deeper onto this claim that Michigan was getting its medical supplies diverted. The governor made that claim, but then refused to say where the information came from or who might be involved. Continuing on in the No Panic Zone, it's the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Nobody has to tell you we're dealing with issues we have never seen before. We're getting advice on if you should go to work, if you should go out to eat, and even how to wash your hands. But with what's been happening on Wall Street, is anyone giving you advice on your retirement accounts? How would you like to put a little social distancing between you and the losses that you're seeing? Bruce Van Hall, Mike Douglas, and the team at Life Plan Advisory Services has always focused on protecting your hard-earned money. They are built for times like this. If you have a question, call us. There is no reason for you to sit by and watch money leak out of your retirement accounts like you did in 2008. You can do this without leaving your home. Set up a phone consultation now by calling 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526 or go online to mylifeplanfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dteCleanEnergy.com. DTE. At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.